Fancy being a marine biologist for the day? Exploramer in Quebec will give you that opportunity. So why is this area such a great place to experience marine wildlife? Peter Pelletier is from Exploramer.
We are right in front of the St. Laurent estuary, and really it's like a closed sea, more than 1,000 kilometers long. Everything that you can usually see in the Atlantic, you can see it right where we are.
And what attracts the marine life to that particular area? Is there something about it that makes it particularly good for them?
Eating. They come in our waters to feed.
So what sort of animals am I going to see?
Wide range, from little plankton to fish. There's several different species of whales that visit us during the summer. And also other sea mammals like seal, dolphins. Really, really a wide range of species.
And so if I wanted to be a marine biologist for the day, how would I go about doing that?
You first come to the Gaspé Peninsula. We are located in Saint-Anne-des-Monts, which is in a 5-hour drive east from Quebec City. And we will take you on an hour and a half adventure, and we will collect information about salt level, temperature, also collect an example of plankton that we will bring back and see what's really living in the water.
This also sounds fun, obviously, to do, but actually, does it really provide any scientific purpose for anything?
We compile our all that data, and we can show graphics about the difference between the beginning of the season and the end of the season and in the between. It gives you a good example of what they are, the work they are doing on the sea.
And what sort of changes do you see across the season then?
Well, there's a physical change in the water. The oxygen is really, really less during the summer because algae develop and they eat that oxygen in order to survive. So that's one of the examples of data that would change from the beginning to the end of the season.
Can you also track how the area has changed throughout the years, you know, maybe from 10 years ago to today, and what does that tell you?
Well, climate change is around the world, and it affects really the amount of carbon dioxide in the water. So, for example, carbon dioxide affects the development of the shell of the whelk. So they grew much more slowly than they used to 10 years ago. So that's one of the examples.
That's Peter Pelletier from Exploramer. For more information, see exploramer.qc.ca.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.